I'm going to read from Ephesians 2. You want to turn with me there. Beginning at first one. And you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So we think apart from the grace of God given to us, we are children of wrath. We were children of wrath. 2 Timothy 2:26 also says that the unbelievers are taken captive to do his will. Continue reading in verse 4. But God, I love that phrase, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we're dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. So today we're not going to be able to go out and do evangelism because of the rain, but just let this stir your hearts to think of the condition of the unbeliever. And that should move us every day to want to share our faith. And evangelism is the means by which God uses to bring about his elect. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace with which you've lavishly poured upon us. Lord, just give us the courage today and every day to share our faith with the lost, so that you might bring about and build your church. In Jesus' name, amen.